Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greta, it's our home away from home for Afterburner. We'll be there for live watch parties throughout the season. Should be your spot regardless, before, during, and after the game. Grab a cocktail, something from the menu, let the games begin, or maybe you get into the game yourself. Over 50 arcade games from vintage to state-of-the-art. Load up some credits on that Greta game card of yours and get at it. Greta Calgary, located at 213 10th Avenue Southwest. Check them out online, gretabar.com.
It's nearly the best time of the year. Playoff hockey is around the corner. And I'll tell you what, the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino is the place to be. Cheer on your favorite teams with us at the Stage Bar. Enjoy the big game, one of those huge screens over the bar with friends, drinks, and delicious food. Let's go visit greyeagleresortandcasino.ca for more information. Now, while I've got your attention, let me tell you about the happy hour at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. Let's make the most of the day and spend your afternoons with great drinks and food. Join us at the Stage Bar and Blaze Bar and Grill for our new happy hour every day, 2 till 5. Enjoy food, drinks, all starting at $5. Make the most of your days. Visit greyeagleresortandcasino.ca for more information. If you're thinking of buying or selling your home in the Calgary area, there's one guy you've got to talk to. That's Derek Newman of the Derek Newman Real Estate Group with CIR Realty. Buying or selling doesn't really matter. Derek does it all. He's a volunteer in the community, active in sports around the city, whether it's golf, curling, huge Flames fan. So talking sports or talking about the real estate market, definitely give him a shout. He's approachable, trustworthy, and hardworking. Also, Derek's got a pretty vast network. He's even got access to some homes often that aren't even on the market yet. And you can ask him about his complimentary home staging consultation as well. Buying or selling, call him or text him right now at 403-619-6661. Derek will make it easy for you. Get Derek and his network to work for you. That's Derek Newman. Email him at dnewman@cirrealty.ca. More post-game reaction right here. We're back on Afterburner.
Well, hello, gang. What a way to go out. Take your helmets off. Game day's over. That is a wrap on the 2023-24 Calgary Flames season. Out with a bang, a number of milestones, and a 5-1 win over San Jose, and a 38-39-5-7 record. 7 or 9? I forget.
Who cares?
You know, none of us are going to remember this game in a year. None of us are going to remember this game in 6 months. Obviously, though, playoffs aren't happening this year, but we celebrate what we can because the players deserve it, the fans deserve it. It's all good vibes tonight. So congrats to Blake Coleman on a 30-goal season. Congrats to Adam Klapka on his first NHL goal. Stick taps Rasmus Anderson for reaching 200 career points. Mackenzie Weegar gets the 20-goal season. So close to Dustin Wolf's first career shutout. So close to 30 goals for Nazem Kadri. But hey, honestly, whatever. He's got it before. So we'll save the hard questions and all the introspection for Garbage Bag Day. This is a reminder that hockey is fun. Mike, what did you think of that?
It was a great game. It was fun for the first 59 minutes and 43 seconds until Dustin Wolf got his shutout spoiled at the very end. That was such a shame. You could tell the boys really wanted to get it for him. But aside from that, it's hard to fault them. They played a very good game. It really goes to show what the levels are between this Flames team and the teams below them. They end up finishing with the 9th best lottery odds. And if they want to be higher in that race next year, or if they don't, I don't even know what they want to do, but they have a lot of work to do if they want to get to the level that this Sharks team is at, because they're not even close. I mean, holy moly, this was a complete steamrolling.
Yeah, it was a little tough to watch at first, but it's great. I mean, it's kind of the way that you want things to go out. Even when we go back to last year, Zadorov had his big game in number 82. He got the freaking hat trick. And that was just like a great way to go out, even though we knew it was not like a great environment to be around last year. Sometimes you just need to go out on this note.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, what are you going to say? I mean, Blake Coleman getting the 30th goal, they kind of saved it all for the end. It was a nice fitting send-off for a season that I think was characterized more by its vibes than anything else. People, the number one storyline all season long was how different the vibes were. We kept hearing that word. And it's hard to argue when the vibes come through like this in a game where Blake Coleman gets that milestone and Rasmus Anderson gets his 200th career point and Mackenzie Weegar sets a new Flames franchise record for the most even strength goals by a defenseman in a season, which is a record that I didn't even know existed coming into tonight, but now it does because he passes Al MacInnis. So close on a couple of others, but really not a whole lot of negatives to take out of this game. It's a nice little feel-good story that's gonna that'll tide people over until the draft lottery, and that's sort of what the Flames needed. It's a nice little palate cleanser.
Well, we've been saying vibes so much because the goal has been to get younger, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing. And tonight was a perfect encapsulation of that. I mean, you could say that Dustin Wolf looked as comfortable tonight as he has in the NHL. The same goes for Matt Coronato. The same goes for Adam Klapka, who for the first time, I would say, in his NHL career, didn't look out of place. He looked confident. He looked comfortable. He made good plays. Even when he fumbled the puck on his first NHL goal, he still managed to get it to go. So, yeah, just a fun game, one with great vibes.
I know, like, it was a good celebration for Dustin Wolf too. I did get to catch up with him earlier in the week when he won the Calgary Booster Club Male Athlete of the Year award. Super cool. Al Coates was there and was just like chirping Wolf relentlessly about not wearing high enough socks.
Oh man,
he was wearing the crop pants, but it was with a Chelsea boot, so I don't know that the tall socks would have necessarily worked.
Yeah.
Was wearing a tasteful Argyle sock, for the record.
Oh, of course he was.
Wolf was talking a little bit about how, you know, it's been a little bit of a turbulent year, but he's learned a lot, picked up a lot of pro habits from being around Jacob Markstrom, and you move on.
Yeah, you can't really complain. I mean, I think with Dustin Wolf, people had super high expectations, and for good reason. He's done some incredible things in the American Hockey League. This is the first year in a long time where he didn't finish, he finished in the NHL with a save percentage that wasn't in the 930s. I mean, this is something where we're accustomed to seeing this guy stop so many pucks, and we knew there was going to be a learning curve, and there obviously was. And obviously you look at the games that he's been playing of late where he's had a bit of an easier go of it, games against teams like the Sharks where he only has to face 17 shots, but those can be hard games for goalies too. So I think he's done a good job, and I am very excited to see what he can do next year, notwithstanding what they're going to do this summer in terms of goaltenders, how they make those trades. We're not even going to get into that. I think that's for other people to discuss. Tonight, it's just all about Dustin Wolf coming within one save of his first NHL shutout, and something tells me he'll have a lot more chances in the future to get that first shutout.
And as Jason has pointed out in the comments, it's a pretty similar record, actually, to last year. I believe it's the same amount of wins. I haven't actually double-checked that stat, though. But like as we've said, like this season has been marked by turning points and a lot of excitement around new players coming up, whereas last year was a lot about, this doesn't feel good. A lot of guys are having down years.
It was miserable.
Even though it's like a little, even though it is really a similar result at the end of the day, how you got there is very, very different.
Oh, 100%. I mean, can you fathom what we would have had to deal with this season if there wasn't a Connor Zary storyline or a Marty Pospisil storyline? I mean, Marty gets another, six penalty minutes tonight. He's up to 109 on the year. That's his finishing total.
Getting hauled down in the Sharks' crease. That was violent.
I don't think we've seen a Flames rookie get over 100 penalty minutes in the season since Matthew Tkachuk. That was a very different kind of rookie season. But, I mean, the energy that has been brought, you look at the players who have attracted new fans, the players who have brought new existing fans back into the fold. It's all guys like Connor Zary and Marty Pospisil and some of the new acquisitions like Yegor Sharangovich. Andre Kuzmenko is a little bit older, but you sort of get that same vibe as well. So the moves that they have made have largely played out in their favor, I would say, to this point. They are doing well, and I'm very curious to see because they got a lot of flexibility. They obviously have that incentive next year to be a bottom 10 team again like they were this year. We'll see how they lean into it, because for what they are right now, I think they are capable of being a bad team while also being an exciting team, and that's a key to retaining that sort of level of fan interest, which we saw, I think, to a pretty good degree down the stretch.
You lose with winning habits.
That's right.
That is how you get there. All right, let's get to our Betway highlight of the night. You can get the Betway app on your phone and bet the responsible way with Betway. There's a first for everything. And tonight it was off an amazing solo effort from Mr. Adam Klapka. I think we got the video coming up here. Just after the penalty expires, his muscles his way through the slot. Sharks can't clear it. And he gets a couple tries. Fires it past Devin Cooley.
Yeah, I saw some people in the comments section earlier pointing out the fly swatter that I've got behind me in my beautiful background here. Klapka kind of looked like he was trying to hit that puck with a fly swatter on that first shot attempt that he took. I mean, he's a 6'8 guy. He has, I think, taken huge strides over the last year in terms of his development. His coordination, I think, at this level also is something that's really needed to come a long way, and it has, where we're not seeing him sort of lumber around the ice. He's quite fluid for a big man, and that's really taken strides. And I just love that stick-to-itiveness when faced by adversity. That poor Sharks goaltender, Devin Cooley, has just had such a rough go of it of late, giving up all those goals the other night, I think, in Edmonton, and now tonight. And Klapka, isn't that great to see? He was so close to getting his first NHL goal be the game-winning goal. Didn't quite pan out that way, but that's undoubtedly and a very deserving highlight of the night.
And they didn't even get the man his assist for the Gordie Howe hat trick. Not much of a fight against Jabani Smith, but hey.
Yeah,
that one. You can appreciate that.
That was a mismatch. That's the thing. Like, people keep saying he's 6'8", he needs to fight. He's not a fighter. He never has been. Watching him in the American League.
We saw that in preseason.
No, he just doesn't. And you know what? I don't care. Like, if he plays, I get the opponent tonight, but the way that he was carrying the puck, he doesn't need to fight if he's that confident with the puck on a nightly basis. Now, we'll see if that comes, but tonight was a good sign.
All right. That is our final Betway highlight of the night for Afterburner this season, man. But still with Betway, you can still get the free bet up to $200 if your first bet loses, like the Sharks did tonight. You make the new account, you scan that old QR code on the screen there, redeem your bonus, and place a bet, no minimum amount required. And if it loses, you can get the refund up to $200, and you can use that money to bet on your favorite sports. This offer is only available outside of Ontario. We have not talked about Blake Coleman enough.
No, we haven't. No, I got to give it a shout out to my buddy Graham, who predicted that Blake Coleman would be a 30-goal scorer for the Calgary Flames a couple years ago, and that came to fruition tonight. Blake's a great guy. He's a great guy in the community. I think back-to-back winner of the Good Guy Award, I think, or is this his first year? I don't remember.
That's indeed his second year. Yeah. I was there for the first year, yeah.
Totally, totally well-deserved. He is just a fantastic human. Turned into an excellent free agent signing for this Flames team, even though, you know, the years that he's been here, apart from the first one, haven't necessarily been the most consequential. But you're looking at a guy who loves it here. He has adapted perfectly to the lifestyle that Calgary offers. And with 3 years left on his deal, I mean, depending on what they decide to do, if they want to keep him around, if they want to move on from him, they have lots of options. He has done a fantastic job.
You know, it's funny. I think back and I think two of the most criticized moves in recent Flames history would be the Coleman free agency signing at first and the Sharangovich trade. And look how that has panned out at the end of this season. It just goes to show that you do need to give it a little more time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the funny thing is I remember that offseason very well when they signed Blake Coleman, because it was the same one where the Oilers signed Zach Hyman. And at the time, you know, I was thinking, okay, Coleman's got a bit better of a track record in terms of his two-way play. Hyman, you know, had his success on a line with Austin Matthews. Well, then Hyman, of course, goes and signs with the only other team probably that has a bona fide generational number one center superstar for him to ride shotgun with. So that contract looks outstanding. And that's not to say anything of Hyman, who has fit in perfectly. But at the same time, you're looking at Coleman and saying, boy, if this guy was in a lot of other markets in the league, he would be really appreciated, I think, more than he is in Calgary. And part of that is because Calgary isn't the biggest market. It's easy to lose track of guys who play here. But also, I mean, Calgary just hasn't been the strongest team. But this guy has just kept chugging along. You look at, there are markets where I think if you put Coleman with the right center, he might go after 40 goals because he's just that keen into the game. He put him with the right center. He's so smart. He's so strong defensively. He has been the whole package. Think Michael Frolik, but just with
Well, I think you can say that about most, no shade to Blake Coleman, but I think you can say that about most wingers when you put them with those dynamite centers.
Oh, 100%. But we're looking at a guy who scored 30 playing with Michael Backlund. I mean, that's the thing, right? He has done what has been asked of him in a less than stellar situation. Now, that line deserves a lot of credit too, because even in this season, which hasn't panned out the way that Flames wanted it to, they've remained a dominant two-way presence like they have been ever since Coleman arrived 3 seasons ago. So yeah, he deserves his laurels, and whether he finishes his contract here or somewhere else, he's going to be appreciated wherever he goes.
Absolutely. And I mean, we're going to talk about Mackenzie Weegar a little more later, but we want to talk about offensive output from some defensemen. Rasmus Anderson hit 200 career points tonight. That's insane.
Yeah, it is. It is, because there was a time where a lot of people weren't sure if he was going to make it. I mean, there were a lot of concerns when he was in the Ontario Hockey League and coming into the American Hockey League about just his conditioning and whether he could stand up to the task of playing in the NHL, over a full season. And he has done more than that. He has been an outstanding two-way player, putting up a ton of points. He has a 50-point season with the Calgary Flames. Like, he's been everything they could have wanted when they picked him in late in the second round. You think this Flames team gets Oliver Shillington and Rasmus Anderson in the same round of the same draft, you know, within 10 picks of each other. That's incredible value back in 2015. So they have to be really happy with it. It leads into a question about what his long-term plans are here. That's, again, something for more people to discuss later, but you can't give enough praise to the Flames for how they have managed this player now 9 years after they have drafted him.
Yeah, I see one of the old quotes, like one of the old criticisms that always used to be leveled at Rasmus Anderson, a little lazy, a little unfit. If that was ever the case, he more than made up for it with piss and vinegar.
Oh, big time. I mean, this is a guy who would have been a captaincy candidate with Michael Backlund and Mackenzie Weegar before this season, unquestionably. I mean, He is a leader of this team, and it will be difficult for them to make that decision about how they handle him beyond this current contract, because he's going to be 30 pretty quickly here, which is crazy how the time has flown. He was drafted a year before they picked Matthew Tkachuk. But for what he has been as a second round pick, you really have to hand it to the Flames with how they have managed this. And he's been an outstanding player.
And a little love for the Ironmen. Michael Backlund skated in all 82 games this season. It's the fifth time he's managed to do that. That's no easy feat. Guys get banged up throughout the course of a season.
Oh, Backlund deserves a ton of credit, especially when you consider he plays really tough minutes. He plays on a great line. I mean, we talked about Blake Coleman scoring 30, and Coleman does that. You know, you can look at his center and say, well, Backlund's not the most offensively gifted guy. Well, for the game that he has been asked to play for this Flames team over the last decade and change, you know, we don't really know what would have happened if Michael Backlund would have been slotted in as a scorer instead of this responsible two-way Jordan Staal type guy. And he has just held up remarkably well. He's got 2 more years after this one. I also have to give a shout out. Speaking of Ironmen, look at Sean Monahan.
That was the next note I had there, because of the trades. He played 83 games this season. Yeah. Injury prone. Who?
That's the thing. That's incredible. And that's the stuff that I love to see. And I can't wait to see what Monahan gets as a free agent this summer, because he's earned a payday. So you look at these Flames centers. I mean, I loved Sean Monahan. He was a great player. He was great in the community. And it's the same thing with Michael Backlund. So really wonderful stuff. And I just hope they can keep it going.
All right, we're going to jump into the DoorDash. Hungry for more? You know the drill here. Restaurants, groceries, pharmacies, bakeries, anything you want. DoorDash has anything you need. Open the app, choose what you want from where you want. Your items left outside your door with the contactless delivery setting. And with DoubleDash, you can order from multiple restaurants or stores in the same order without extra delivery fees. So everyone gets what they want and need. For me, it's got to be Mackenzie Weegar. More Mackenzie Weegar for the people. More in the community. More on the ice, more of him in front of the camera. He's funny, frank, and seems like a guy that fans should want helping to steer this team in a new era. And as we mentioned earlier, there's the 20 goals and some, you mentioned some context for how impressive that is. He's the first Flames player since Mark Giordano in 2015-16 to hit 20 goals. And with 17 even strength this season, he passed Al MacInnis for the most among defensemen in a single season. Legendary company. And I did go back to see when they started tracking blocked shots, but according to the Flames, Weegar is the first player in NHL history to score 20 and block 200 shots in a season. They started tracking blocked shots back in 05-06.
Yeah, it's an incredible accomplishment. And I think Weegar is given a bit of a bad rap sometimes. And I think that is mostly cooled off over the last year, but especially when he first got here. He didn't score a lot. Like he took a long time, if memory serves, to get his first goal as a Flame. And I remember people saying, well, this guy was a build as a number one defenseman, a guy who can take on this top responsibility and he doesn't provide offense. Well, he's provided a lot of offense this year. When you look at it, it is crazy to me. I never would have envisioned in the summer of 2022 that in year two after that trade, Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Weegar would have finished the season with the same number of points, which is nuts. 52 points for both of them this season, which is both an indictment on Huberdeau. I mean, come on, man. 52 points for 10.5 million. But at the same time, it is also a ringing endorsement of Mackenzie Weegar because not many guys do that. He broke a record tonight, Al MacInnis's record for the most even strength goals by a defenseman in a season with the Flames. And I was looking at the list of guys who have scored more than 17 even strength goals in a season by a defenseman. And it's not a very long list. There's some weird ones on there, but it's mostly guys like Bobby Orr and Denny Potvin, Paul Coffey, and then you have Cale Makar in there as well. And there's a few others, Phil Housley to name one. Uyghur's part of that group now, and it's a really interesting group. So you look at
and
this
you
guy,
know those boys back in the 80s weren't so keen to lay it down to block a shot.
No, not at all. Like, that's the thing, right? Like, we don't have the numbers, but they weren't blocking shots in the 80s like they are today. I mean, they didn't have the padding. The shots weren't even worth blocking. That's the thing. They weren't very hard. In a lot of instances, guys weren't getting down. I mean, they had the wood sticks, but a lot of guys couldn't lift the pucks off the ice. That's no shade. But
I want to see you block an Al MacInnis clapper now.
I would explode.
Not that hard,
I would explode. Okay, I think there was a bigger disparity. That's what I will say. Is
okay,
the guys at the very top end, like the Al MacInnises, could really fire it. But when you got down to it, I mean, Wayne Gretzky, I think, has said himself, he had a real tough time lifting that puck, especially in the late 80s. He was scoring a lot of those goals along the ice. So you are not, like, these days, it's crazy how you have these guys with these composite sticks. They're shooting the puck so hard, and these guys are willing to sacrifice their bodies. I mean, it's the norm with certain teams, like John Tortorella's teams, but you don't normally see the guys who are capable of scoring 20 goals in a season being the ones who are willing to sacrifice their bodies like that. So with Weegar, he's had an unbelievable year. 7 more years left. I mean, that's the thing. What's going to happen there? But for now, you just got to hand it to him.
Yeah, I see Weegar, Kadri, co-MVPs. Would definitely agree with that for this season. Definitely a guy that I'd hope we get to see more of at Worlds. And we're going to have, of course, more news coming out over the next couple of days, seeing which of these players could go off to represent their countries at the World Championship. I think there's some great candidates to get out there tonight. I think Eric Francis spoiled that Pospisil might be going on the broadcast.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, you'd love to see it for him, especially after the journey he's had. All right, we are going to take a quick break after this as we wrap up DoorDash Hungry for More. And remember, our listeners still get 25% off and no delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code Nation 25. When we come back, we're going to get into the final draft lottery odds, take a look at what happens next, and take your final thoughts, questions, and concerns of the season. Stay with us.
We are well into the winter months now, and you can feel it, can't you? That urge to get away. Maybe some beach time to warm up those bones of yours. Maybe a hockey sports kind of road trip. Well, when you pack your bags, make sure you don't forget Alberta Blue Cross. There's only one thing better than sharing memories, and that's making new ones. Alberta Blue Cross travel insurance protects your memories and more wherever travel takes you. Visit ab.bluecross.ca/travel for more information. Alberta Blue Cross, celebrating life's memorable moments inspired by hockey.
Hey guys, it's Pinder chatting about Charm Diamond Centers. Did you know that Charm's been Canadian owned and operated since 1972? And there's over 85 locations coast to coast to coast with Charm and their sister brands. Get this now. You want to get something custom made? How about custom ring building delivered in less than 4 weeks? That's unreal. That is the Charm Masterpiece program, and they've got unbeatable pricing policies as well. Whether it's mine diamonds or Canadian lab-grown diamonds, check them out. For more information, go to charmdiamondcenters.com. That's charmdiamondcenters.com.
All right, gang, listen up. It's time to learn the pro pose. Coach?
Bend and snap.
Beautiful form. Nice arm extension. Facial expression, I could use some work. All right, let's see it. The pro pose. What's that guy doing?
I think that's the bend and snap.
That's a whole different deal.
Charm, home of the pro pose.
Oh! The only thing sweeter than the taste of victory is starting your day with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart from Wendy's. But there's no reason you can't have both now that Wendy's and Daily Faceoff Fantasy are giving you a chance to win weekly prizes all season long. And hey, even if you make a few wrong picks, at least you know you're heading to Wendy's right now for a $5 Cinnabon Pull Apart and a small coffee. It's a great choice. Sign up for the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool sponsored by Wendy's and the Wendy's app. Let's get back to the hockey talk. Afterburner returns.
Welcome back, gang. Final Afterburner of the year. A quick recap for you of the 5-1 Flames win over San Jose. Adam Klapka got it going right after the penalty expired in the first with his first NHL goal. Muscled through the slot. Sharks can't clear it and fires it past Devin Cooley. Blake Coleman became a 30-goal scorer after a great dish from Connor Zeri after collecting a rebound. And Coleman just on the doorstep to slam that B-boy home. Oliver Shillington, seeing eye shot from the point, found its way in. Looked like Andrew Mangiapane might have gotten a piece of it, but it didn't. Third of the year for Shillington. Then we tallied one up for the fourth liners. A huge, well, not necessarily the fourth liners. I should say some of the depth guys. But Sharon Govich, massive effort to clear the zone. Coronado hustles to negate an icing. Finds Pospisil. He feeds Kevin Rooney. Everybody got in on it today. He got his third of the year. And finally, Mackenzie Weegar with his 20th goal of the season with apples to Daniil Marimanov and Blake Coleman. Someone scored for San Jose, but we don't care.
Okay.
And of course, the one person that we got to talk about who unfortunately did not find the back of the net. And I'm kind of stalling because it looks like Mike has frozen. Are you with us, Mike?
Hello?
Are you there?
Can you see me?
I gotcha.
All right. I can see you. I don't know what just happened. Can everybody see us? I was just saying, Cammy, I love the sunglasses. I thought you were throwing the shade with the shades. I guess the Wi-Fi.
It's like Boomer meets Gloria Steinem realness.
Yeah, I love them. I love them. But I mean, I wish I had a pair of them. It would have been great to watch the game through them because it's not hard to need the rose tinted glasses for a game like tonight. You got
to
feel good.
It's actually
about it.
Very hard to see through them. So I think actually well, like this seems like a good opportunity.
Like I've been in that studio. Like I would understand why you'd need it. But I mean,
the lights actually are not bad in here. Like compared to an actual TV studio, you melt under those things after a while.
Yeah. Oh,
these are not so bad.
Yeah. Oh, try. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I mean, like seriously though, but it was such a fun game to watch. You love seeing the guys who get underappreciated. Like I talked a little bit about Blake Coleman earlier, a guy like Kevin Rooney, who's just been so much fun to watch over the last little while as he's gotten back into it. Who seems to have rediscovered some confidence, getting that reward of a contract and getting another goal tonight. Hard to say that Nazem Kadri is underappreciated, but just seeing what he gave in the third period, that was something that we didn't really see a lot down the stretch last year.
Gave it to Blake Coleman's ankle, unfortunately. He did.
But like, you look at Nazem Kadri and just like the effort.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Like, and I'm not saying he didn't show any effort last year, but like the end of this game, he was going for 30 goals, obviously, but just he was so much fun to watch. That was something that I haven't really seen from a Flames player since, you know, the end of Johnny Gaudreau's days, where you have a guy who's just trying to dance through the defense and will his team forward. And that's the sort of thing that you just kind of love to see. And, you know, it's sentimental, it's schmaltzy, but it was just a fun way to ring out the end of the season.
There's a time and place for trying to do those things. And it was tonight, and he was so much fun to watch all season. And I don't think we necessarily see Connor Zeri or Martin Pospisil came to where they are now without the help of Nazem Kadri along the way. So again, stick taps to him.
100%.
Hundo P. All right. Well, the season's over, but it's not really over. We're still going to look at the road ahead from Village Honda at Northwest Auto Mall and online at villagehonda.com. New in-stock inventory on ground and start your automotive adventures at Village Honda, where new vehicle pricing is MSRP. So break it down the next couple days. The Flames will hold their end of season meetings, garbage bag day, effectively holding a postmortem with players where we kind of rehash where things went wrong, speculate as to whether things will be stripped down further and get a sense of what the future holds. And I feel like we're going to be in for a very different atmosphere than what we had a year ago when players were admitting that it wasn't really fun to come to work.
Oh God, it's not going to be the same at all. I mean, you remember last year, it almost felt like an interrogation at times, trying to get answers out of the players because they weren't happy. They weren't happy at all. And nobody was really happy. Watching the team was a chore. And I think we have safely gotten to the point where it no longer feels that way. There are reasons to watch. The big pieces might not be here yet. That's something that they have to build. You have supporting pieces. You have players who could be very, very good secondary pieces, maybe even graduate into a true core piece eventually. But you're not looking at a team with the centerpieces like other lottery teams. But at the same time, you're still seeing guys progress. You're seeing guys do what they can for this team, and that's always worth watching. So when it comes down to it tomorrow, I think everybody on this team is at a point where they know their role. They have settled into it, and it comes down to whether they're willing to accept the future. A guy like Mackenzie Weegar obviously is. We've heard from him. We know what he wants to do, and that's to be in Calgary, and he wants to be here for the foreseeable future. With a guy like Jacob Markstrom, that I think is going to be much more open to interpretation. He's the guy who I want to hear from the most on Garbage Bag Day, because who knows what his future holds. He probably, I don't want to say probably, but may very well have played his last game with the Flames. A guy like Nazem Kadri probably has more to give, but, you know, we've heard a lot of various things throughout the season about where he wants to be, what he wants to do. So it's going to be that sort of day, but I think in the grand scheme, when you're looking at guys like Sharon Govich, guys like Kuzmenko, Shillington, you know, you name it, there's going to be a lot of guys who I think are happy to be here and are happy with where they're at. So be interesting to see. Looking forward to it.
And we do have to remember that what we see that day is not how things will end up, because we remember a year ago, Michael Backlund was one of the players where a lot of people thought this guy is going to go out and try to find a place where he can be on a contending team. And he ended up getting the C and staying here and having a great year to show for it, honestly.
Yeah, you never know how it's going to go, right? I mean, we're already starting to see some of these things trickle out around the league. There have been various teams that have already finished their schedules before the Flames did tonight. You look at, I saw Jacob Chychrun today talking in Ottawa about how things have maybe cooled off a little bit there, and who knows how that's going to go. And there's going to be a lot of situations where it's not going to be just the Flames' own players who are talking about this sort of thing. It's going to be players around the league and players who the Flames might be potentially interested in. That's something that you have to consider as well. So no matter what happens, it's just going to be one step in the process. I think the Flames are safely at a point here where, again, they're building a lot of this from scratch. They have veterans who they like in various places. Mackenzie Weegar is the kind of guy who you love to have around for a transitionary period. But right now, it's all about getting the pieces in place and then building around them. Step one still has to happen. So no matter what happens, that's something you got to keep in mind.
And then we have the time. Well, we don't have the day yet, but we have the window for what Flames fans are really looking forward to now. We know that in early May, Calgary will be among the 16 teams participating in the NHL draft lottery, the Macklin Celebrini sweepstakes. Calgary will finish with a 5% chance at the first overall pick. Teams can move up a maximum of 10 spots. So Flames have a shot. It's there. But in the break there, I simmed the lottery like 10 times on Tankathon. And I'd say 75% of the time I'm getting them at the eighth spot, which would put them in a Berkeley Catton, Carter Yakimchuk, TJ Ginla territory.
Cammy name dropping all the WHL boys tonight, but
watch I our mean, playoffs.
That's your job. That's your job. But like,
listen, no. Okay. You know what? Anaheim actually has this really nasty prospect called Igor Sidorov. You've probably seen his highlights on Twitter, but he got back-to-back hat tricks in his last two games to eliminate Red Deer. And I was looking at his elite prospects page today, and at the bottom of the page, it says Ilya Solovyov has endorsed Igor Sidorov for puck handling skills.
That's no better way to endorse it, right?
I mean, just hockey LinkedIn. That's what elite prospects is.
Oh, 100%. 100%. No, the draft lottery is going to be huge. I mean, people who watch this know that for years I've followed Calgary and Arizona. Arizona no longer exists. It's a sad day. But neither of those teams has ever won the draft lottery. And I'm convinced that, you know, maybe Utah will. Calgary never will. That's as far as I'm concerned. Maybe it'll happen one day after I'm dead and buried. But for now, I'm convinced it's not going to happen. I'm not letting anything, you know, my expectations get raised. If it does happen, I mean, holy moly, you'll catch me. I think you won't see me for a week. I'll be on vacation somewhere. But you know, it'll be a scenario where they can get a guy like Macklin Celebrini, and it will be a complete franchise boost. This is a guy who people keep asking me, is this a guy who's like a generational guy, Connor McDavid? It reminds me a lot of when McDavid went first 1 year and Matthews went first the second year. What this guy is doing in college is crazy. So, I mean, you're happy if you get him there. But after that, if you don't win the lottery, I mean, the way that I see it, there's a couple guys sort of at the very top of the next tier, but it really evens out. There's a lot of guys who I view very much similarly. And you look at the prospect gurus from around the various blogospheres. I look at Carter Yakimchuk as an example. You mentioned him. There are people who have him in the 10-12 range. There are people like Corey Pronman at The Athletic who have him 3. So nobody has any idea. This is, for me, for my money, this is one of the draft years that is the most leveled out at the very top in a long time. So if the Flames stay at 9 or 8, they're going to be at 9 for now. I think they have a good chance of getting a guy who on other lists will be ranked 3-4, because that's just the way that it's going to play out. It's so there's the parity is huge at the top.
And really, I think a lot of Flames fans would be excited to see them take someone with the potential to maybe be a centerman that you can eventually build around, because that's not necessarily something that they've had a lot of success in finding through the draft and having that player stick around. But yeah, like Teach could be in that conversation. The NHL Central Scouting Final Rankings came out this week, and they've got him at 9th among North American skaters. That guy climbed. He was a B prospect. He wasn't even on some lists at the start of the year. That was the kind of season TJ Ginla had.
Well, he had a really rough go of it, right? Like, I went late last season. I was in Everett at the beautifully named Angel of the Winds Arena, and I saw the Silver Tips play the Thunderbirds, and Tej was a healthy scratch for that game.
That was a deep team. He just wasn't, he was not going to be getting a lot of ice time on that team.
Yeah. So I think there was a part of him that really, you know, wanted a change after that year. And he ends up going to Kelowna, where he's a focal point and he's driving his own line. He has not been on a line with Andrew Kristoff for the last third of the season and into the playoffs. He's really been the motor of his trio. And so what he's been doing is really impressive. It fits in with what the Flames need organizationally. I mean, frankly, the Flames need everything. They need wingers, centers, defensemen. They don't necessarily need a goalie, but they need everything beyond that. So I wouldn't begrudge them for taking a winger this year and going for a center later or getting a defenseman later or whatever they decide to do. I wouldn't be surprised if they get a second pick, just because if you get a pick, again, at like 15 or 16, there's a good chance that with how even everybody sees the top end of this draft, you could get a guy who you like at 7 or 8 down there, because it just – everybody has a different list. So it is such an interesting year. And no matter what they end up doing, I think they have a very good chance to come away with a good haul.
Interesting to see what Craig Conroy can really do with his first time at the helm of the Flames at the draft table. Love to see Angel of the Winds Arena get some love. Crush Can, still my all-time favorite junior so hockey rink.
That was a great, great rink. Love Angel of the Winds Arena. I mean, do you know who, by the way, has his number retired at Angel of the Winds Arena? This will be a deep cut for Calgary Wranglers fans. Mitch Love has his jersey number retired at the Angel, the former Calgary Wranglers head coach. So there you go.
Lovely place. So we know early May, that is when the NHL draft lottery will be held. That takes us to the 27th in June, the NHL awards in Las Vegas. We know Andrew Mangiapane is the team's King Clancy nominee. Oliver Shillington, a contender for the Masterton, has to be.
He's got to win it. I mean, and it is such a tough award to say that sort of thing about, because I really don't like the aspect of it where it's like, oh, you went through hardship that is tougher than anybody else. It's like, I don't like comparing people. I want to put people up on the same pedestal. But with Oliver Shillington, I think he has inspired a lot of people in this city, people who are going through various certain challenges, to seek help, take time that you need. And the way that he has responded, coming back, looking as happy as I've ever seen him, just energized, scoring another goal tonight. It is something where, you know, I think I can speak for a lot of fans when I say this is a guy who the Flames, I would love to see them lock up on another contract, whether it's 2 years, whether it's 4 years, whatever it is, because I think the Flames deserve a lot of credit. And of course, Oliver is the authority on this. He decides to know what the Flames have done for him. He has that authority. But from an outsider's point of view, it just seems like the Flames handled it very well, giving him the time that he needed. And Oliver deserves so much love, and I'm just so proud of him, and I hope he gets recognized in his own way.
And, you know, honestly, I bet every day that he gets to come to the rink and play an NHL game again feels like the real award.
He's the best. He's the best.
Yeah, such a great guy. Just buzzing onto the AHL transaction page right now. Hockey ain't done, folks. Don't go anywhere. You still have to come to the Saddle Dome some more. So just added to the Calgary Wranglers roster, Dustin Wolf, Ilya Solovyov, Adam Klapka, and from the Vancouver Giants recently healed up, Sam Honzek and Matt Coronato, put on after Honzek for some reason. But
who knows?
Gang's all back.
Yeah, they're all back, and it's much needed. The Wranglers were ransacked down the stretch, and it's something where you could really tell it was difficult for them. I hope Honza can get into some action here. We've already seen Etienne Morin and Jaden Lapinski getting some games, and Honza is a guy who just, quite frankly, he needs to play. with him in the fold and with those other four guys now in the fold, it might be tougher for them to find that spot. Obviously, they've still got guys like Mitch McClain and Brett Sutter who they want to be able to dress. They're their guys. They want to take them into the playoffs. But push comes to shove, it's just going to make a Wranglers roster a lot stronger. And they have a good chance. I mean, they're probably going to be playing against Tucson in the first round of the playoffs. Tucson is getting Dylan Gunther back. They're getting Josh Doan back. Michael Kesselring is going back to Tucson. So that's going to be a very, very good team. There's a high possibility that that happens. But whoever they end up playing, it's going to be a real big test. Getting Dustin Wolf back is huge because that's a guy who in the AHL can single-handedly steal a series. And I hope it gets to the point where the Wranglers are able to play home playoff games because their first round is going to be a best of three all on the road. If they get back to that, if they get past that round, they'll be able to play home games at Saddledome. And that's something that everybody wants to see.
And hopefully we'll find some time to record a Wranglers playoff preview, the two of us, before that all comes around. But they do play their final regular season games this weekend. And as we crawl back onto the road ahead, I guess we'll kind of end it with June 28th and June 29th, Las Vegas at the Sphere, the Flames at the 2024 NHL entry draft. For you, what is the number one sign of a successful draft for this team before we get to see any of these prospects play a game?
You know, I want to see them get more picks. As it stands right now, I think they have four picks inside the top 60. That's what it's projected to be. I would love to see them at a fifth or a sixth, however that is possible. I mean, obviously, they have players. I would be shocked if certain players on this team weren't moved ahead of the draft. I would be shocked if this team is completely intact as it is, just because of the way that they're moving. They have guys like Andrew Mangiapane who are entering their final years. You have Jacob Markstrom, who has been surrounded by trade chatter for the last few months. I think they'll be able to pull something off. Now, I'm not sure exactly what that will be. Maybe they can move up from where they already pick. And then on top of that, I would love to see them add some diversity into their pool. And what I mean by that is just get a couple of blue chip guys at various positions. I would love to see them come away with, say, a center and a defenseman in the first round, or a winger and a center. You know, you got to pick the best player available, but just being able to have that sort of redundancy and just that variety you have. I remember when the Flames were at the very forefront of their last build, it was really something when you considered they didn't just have Gaudreau and Monahan on one line. They also had Tkachuk and Backlund on the line. They had a winger who they could pair with center. And right now you can maybe say, okay, in a couple of years, a middle six line for this team has Connor Zary and Matt Coronato, but they need a line to push those guys down into the proper slots. That's where they probably end up. Maybe they end up being in a first line spot. I don't know, but for where they are right now, I just think they need a variety of different types of prospects. So see what they end up doing. They've got a lot of time. They got a lot of pieces and they've got a lot of flexibility.
All right, that is our look at the road ahead from Village Honda. Huge selection of used vehicles, all makes, all models, for all budgets. They have more than 70 units on site and access to over 400 more in their dealer group. You can make Village Honda your one-stop auto destination in Calgary, located in the Northwest Auto Mall and online at villagehonda.com. Before we wrap up, we do have time for your thoughts, your questions, and your concerns. Hit us, Jack. Who are the bandwagon teams that Cammy and Mike will be following in the playoffs? Baby, I never got off the bandwagon. Cup's coming back to Canada this year.
Oh, of course. It's coming. What? Vancouver, right?
Absolutely. It's the year. Would you rather I said Edmonton? Would you rather I said Toronto?
Well, I will say this. I'm in Pinoca right now because I have a – don't ask. But I was eating – I was watching –
Home of the Stampede, yes.
Yeah, Pinoca Stampede, it's great. But I was watching the Flames game at Boston Pizza tonight for the first period, and I know, just why not? And they turned it off in favor of the Oilers game. So I wasn't already going to cheer for the Oilers, but I can't after that. They even turned off the sound to the Flames. It was bad. Yeah, I don't know. Bandwagon teams never really been my style. I like cheering for certain players. I would love to see an underdog go far. I would love to see the Washington Capitals do something crazy after sneaking into the playoffs. You know, part of me, and it's not a part of me that I like very much, but part of me would love to see the Leafs do something just because I love Austin Matthews. He's such a fun player to watch. such a fun player to come out of an untraditional market. And he scored 69 goals this season, which is incredible. So I don't really know. I'm not a one team follower like you, Cammy. There are a number
I'm
of
not
different
a one
story
team lines. Follower. I just, well, I would love to see it.
I know. That was bad phrasing, but it's not like I'm all in on Vancouver or something. There are a number of different things that I would like to see happen.
Listen, 2011 taught me to never be all in on anything. There is a jersey that is covered in mascara and face paint, and it taught me you never put your eggs all in one basket. No, I would love to see a Canadian team do something. Always show love to, like you said, the more you cover a sport, the more you cheer for individual players rather than 100%. Any team. So there are players that, you know, I've interviewed who I really enjoy. I think they have great stories, and I always hope they do well in the postseason, because every team, just throughout the course of the playoffs, just the stories that develop are so cool. Like, you think of St. Louis, worst to first, and having Layla there for the whole ride. Fleury driving the Vegas Misfits all the way to the final in their first year. Just something incredible will emerge. It always does, and we're just lucky that we all get to witness it.
Well, yeah, I think back to last year, and by the time that the playoffs were over, I wanted Vegas to win. I was sort of invested in seeing that market get a Stanley Cup, and that wouldn't have been the case at the start of the playoffs, but I just kind of glommed onto them as the playoffs went on. That's usually what happens with me every year. There's a team that I sort of latch on to as it progresses. At the start, I don't know. I'm a free agent. I'll see who sort of encapsulates what I want to see. This year it might be Carolina. This year it might be Boston. I don't know. But I'm looking forward to, I just love playoff hockey. There's nothing better than the first round of the playoffs when you have four games a day. They all go on one after another. That's
we're in the best time zone for it.
Oh, the best time zone by far. It's going to be awesome. I love this time of year, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Awesome. All right. We got another, Jack. Which team is a dark horse this coming playoffs? Each of us pick a team in the East and the West.
Oh boy. I mean, I'm just going to look at the standings here. Dark horse. I mean, you know, my dark horse in the East is Tampa Bay. They really came on down the stretch. Nikita Kucherov is playing crazy hockey right now. I mean, 100 assists in a season, you know, maybe isn't what it used to be, but it's still really, really impressive. And that's a team that, you know, I've talked about it a little bit on various shows over the last little while. Steven Stamkos has kind of become underappreciated, I think, over the last little bit, where if you think about the Tampa Bay Lightning, you think about Hedman and Vasilevsky and Kucherov and Braden Point. Stamkos, you know, kind of falls under the radar sometimes. But this is a guy who scored 40 goals this season. You know, he's a pending UFA, so he's got a lot to play for. And I think it would be very interesting to see him lead that team to the Stanley Cup, sort of as a way to say, well, you know, you didn't invest in me this season, I'm going to show you. That would be an interesting story to me. Western Conference, I don't know. LA,
I'll take West then.
You do it.
Maybe, maybe it's hard to say that this team could be a dark horse, but I do see a lot of people favoring the team they're up against. That would be second in the Central, the Winnipeg Jets. I know a lot of people think that Colorado could just wipe them, but listen, Connor Hellebuck just captured the Jennings. And they have a good track record against Colorado. They outscored them handily in their matchups this year. I could see Winnipeg, after you get out of that Colorado matchup, maybe making some noise.
Yeah, it all comes down to the defense for me for Winnipeg. Josh Morris, he's had another really good season. Dylan DeMello has done a very good job there as well. But I'm not sure about the depth there. But if it holds up, obviously you've got Connor Hellebuck, who's as good an insurance policy as anybody in the league. So they made some really good additions ahead of the deadline. They got Sean Monahan and they got Tyler Toffoli. You know, those are two players who have found another gear in Winnipeg. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do. I would love to see Winnipeg win the Stanley Cup. Wouldn't that be awesome? That would be so cool to see the Stanley Cup go to Winnipeg. That'd be really cool.
That would be unbelievable.
I'm all for it.
Let's another it. Whiteout. All right. Jack says we got one more question here to close it out. Who's got your vote as the Flames MVP this season? You know, we sung his praises all night, and I think for me, it's got to be Mackenzie Weaker.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair choice. There are a number of guys for me who sort of grade out similarly. I think Yegor Sharangovich deserves a ton of credit. I think Connor Zary deserves a ton of credit. For some of the season, Jacob Markstrom deserves a fair amount of credit. But I think ultimately for me, it comes down to Kadri and Weaker. and two players who entering this season, people were saying, I don't know, are these guys going to be worth their contracts? And they have proven to be more than worth their contracts. They have done an excellent job. And I think if the Flames were in a position where they were willing to do this, they could find a trade for either of those players on a contending team. They could make it happen just because of the value they provide. So for me, I don't know if I necessarily want to pick one of those two. If I had to, I might go with Kadri just to mix things up a little bit. And also because I just think what he has done is so dynamic on a team that has lacked that dynamism so much this season, especially in the latter part of the year when he clicked with Kuzmenko. But even the start of the year, you looked at, you mentioned it earlier in the show, the way that he meshed with guys like Connor Zary and Marty Pospisil, it really rejuvenated him while also giving the boost to those players. So for me, it just goes to Kadri.
Honorable mention to Blake Coleman, though, a guy who was so consistent. I see GeoTubers. Rock, you just got back from the game. I hope you had a fantastic time.
Oh, Ryan Pinder. Ryan Pinder's in the chat, too.
Pinder's in the chat. Damn.
Jack without – Jack's the MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iron Man, truly the Phil Kessel of our crew. Thank you. But seriously, 100%. Shout out to you guys. Thank you to the fans, the Afterburner crew, joining us night after night, some afternoons, 82 times this season. The good and the bad. You've been great to Mike and I as we did our first shows on the Nation Network. That is so appreciated. So enjoy the playoffs. Enjoy the run with the Barn Burner Boys. Support Calgary spring and summer sports. Check out the Wranglers playoffs. And we'll see you soon with that Wranglers playoff preview with this Joker here. And you're in good hands with the Barn Burner Boys.
Can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. Thanks all for tuning in. Enjoyed every minute of it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.